Welcome to the Rabbi Yosef Kalter Bitochen Message Series, which is sponsored by Dr. Mrs. David and Orly Simai, Lili Nishmas, Rio Chaim and Rav Chaim Yitzchok and Oren Ben Moshe. And specifically tonight, I'd like it to be a schus for Refuah Shleima for Chana Brocha Bas Reizel Sora. Should have a refuah shleima and should be well. As we count the days in Elul and come closer to the Yom Haroim, I believe it's important to focus on the critical role that Bitochen plays in Yom Haroim, in this whole process of tshuva, in the appreciation of the goals and efforts that we have to accomplish in the days that lead up to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Truth be told, that Bitochen is a most powerful tool to accomplish that which we wish to accomplish in the ultimate din, judgment, mishpat that takes place, is that judgment of benefit, of life, of parnosa, of health, of all of the good that we wish to see in our lives, that the Bitochen is certainly a formula for achieving that. I'd like to elaborate for a moment on that particular formula. The Pasuk says in Ranenu Tzadikim, that's in Lamed Gimel in Tilim, it says, Hayotzer Yachad Libom Amevin El Kol Ma'aseh. And that pasuk, the Creator, takes together all in one the heart of every Jew, and he understands and seeks and searches into, understands in each one's actions. And what he, that seems to be, the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah says, but that pasuk refers to the din, the judgment that takes place on Rosh Hashanah. Hashem judges the entire world, the skira achas, something that no human being could ever undertake or even imagine, the whole world, everyone to the depths of his neshama being judged in the same moment. And then the psukim can go on. We're facing the judgment. Ein ha-melech lo yishabarov choyil. Gira lo yinotzel barov koyach. Sheker asus lishua uvarov cheloi lo yimaleit. All the power that we have, all the effort that we make, all the koyches that we have, nothing can influence us, nothing can save us, nothing can help us. There is no power other than Hashem. And then it continues, Ein Hashem El Yireinot. The eye of Hashem looks favorably on those that fear Him. Lameyachalim lechastoi, to those who await and hope for His kindness. And here the Chofetz Chaim points out that it doesn't say those that fear Him who are awaiting His kindness, but rather it says to those who fear Him, comma, and besides that, to those who await His kindness, even though they may not necessarily be the same ones or the people that fear Him. And this is something very interesting. And the Pasuk continues, what does He do to the God-fearing people and to those that await His kindness, even though they're not in that class of Yirei Hashem? He is lahatzil mimoves, saves them from death, lachayos hamberov, and through famine sustains them, and therefore they earn. All of the brochas that they want from Hashem. So here we see something very, very interesting. There seem to be two approaches to standing in judgment. One is the Yirei Hashem, the God-fearing people, those who have earned the good graces of Hashem and the brocha that they wish to accomplish for the coming year. And then there are those that are not necessarily in that category, but they're miyachel chaskai. They are awaiting Hashem's kindness. They don't give up on the Yom HaDin. They may be concerned that they're not worthy, but they're waiting and focusing and hoping for and craving for and awaiting for and focused on metzape u'mechake u'meyachel u'mechake, all of the languages of awaiting and hoping for the Chesed Hashem, and they too are entitled to the Hatzilu Mabesnav Shum L'Chayos Omerom. So therefore, as an additional preparation for the days of judgment, besides the process of tshuva, besides the work on our midos, besides all of the musar that we have to learn, and all of the cheshbon ha-nefesh that we have to do, and all of the improvements that we have to work so diligently on, there's something else that we can and should work on, and Hashem wants us to work on, and that is the awaiting His chesed. I'm counting on Hashem's chesed. Hashem runs the world with chesed and rachamim. Hashem created the world with chesed and rachamim. Olam chesed yibone. That was the purpose of His creation. And I am awaiting and focused on that chesed. And even as I stand in concern and fear of how much I may not deserve of all of the things that I want. However, when I strengthen that bitochen, when I strengthen that hope, when I'm miyachel, I'm awaiting His chesed, and I refuse to give up on that chesed, and I refuse to accept the fact that I'm not going to be zoiche to all of these things, and I recognize that Hashem is capable of giving me anything and everything, and I recognize something else that Rishonim point out, and that is that just as Hashem's koiches know no limits, His power is ein matzor l'Hashem miloishia. There's nothing that stands in His way. There's nothing that holds Him back from saving, from doing. So too, there's no limit to His kindness and to His mercy, to His chesed and to His rachamim. And that realization gives us the power to maintain that hope, to maintain that awaiting, to never give up, despite how dismal, dire, desperate the situation may appear. But we're constantly hoping. We know Hashem has the power, and we know that He has the will and the desire and the chesed and the rachamim. And the truth of the matter is that this is what we say every day, three times a day in the Shemoneh Esrei. When we finish Moedim Anachnu Loch, which it seems from the Meforshim refers to an admission and a recognition that Hashem is the source of everything that we have, and a statement of Nodeh Lecho and Saperti Losecho, we will constantly and always admit and recognize and praise You for all of the good that You do in the world. That paragraph ends with a very cryptic conclusion. Hatoiv, You're the good one. Ki lo cholu rachamecho, whose mercy never ceases. The hamerachem, ki lo samu chasodecho, and You're the merciful one whose chesed never ends. And then the Ashkenazim say, me'olam kivinu loch. From time immemorial, we've always maintained our hope. And it seems that the ability to maintain the hope, the hopingness, the awaitingness, the tzipia, the chikui, the kivui, and the yichul, all the languages of hope and awaiting Hashem's kindness, depend on the realization that Hashem is the good one. He's good. He's all good. He's to save Hashem, lo yagur chora, there is no evil, it's all good. He is the good that who is kilei cholu rachamecho. His mercy knows no end. It knows no bounds. It doesn't say ad kan rachme dishmayo. It's loy cholu, it will never cease, it never ceases, his mercy. And he's the merciful one who not only does he feel mercy and does he feel the sympathy and the empathy and kaviyochol and the pain of our suffering, but he's the merachim ki lesamu chasudecho. Not only is his mercy, his feeling, kaviyochol, endless for us, but so is his chesed. Never withholds the chesed. Lesamu chasudecho. His chesed is never withheld. And that's the basis upon which me'olam kivinu loch, because we always have hope to Hashem because of the realization that his mercy and his chesed never cease. His power is endless. There's ein matzol Hashem eloishia. There is no limitation to his power. His mercy never ceases. His chesed never ceases. What more can we ask for to be able to maintain hope, to be able to maintain that sense of confidence in the future, despite the most difficult and dire situations? I would dare say that maybe what the Sfaradim say when they say ki me'olam kivinu loch, that they add another twist to this, and they say, do you know why, in fact, there is never an end to Hashem's mercy and Hashem's chesed? It's because me'olam kivinu loch. It's part of the fact that keeps that chesed and mercy, rachamim and chesed, going, is Klal Yisrael is always awaiting it. When Klal Yisrael awaits the chesed Hashem, when Klal Yisrael awaits the rachamim d'shmaya, then Hashem does not disappoint them, does not let them down. And we can not only know that it exists, but we can be zoicha, ki me'olam kivinu loch. If forever we hope and refuse to give up hope, we will eventually be zoicha to see and to feel the rachmei d'shmaya, the mercy from Hashem, and the chesed from Hashem as well. And that's really the ingredients that we need. So as we prepare for the Yemei Hadin, and we begin the process of tshuva, we begin thinking about improvements, we begin looking into our actions, and we begin trying to change some of the ways that we act and the mistakes that we make. We should also attempt to strengthen our bitochum Hashem. The truth is that David HaMelech says it in Kapitel Chav Zayin, and we start saying it the first day of Elul. David Hashem, Oiri v'yishi mi me'ira. Hashem is my Yeshua. Hashem is the source of my salvation. Hashem mo'is chaya. He's the strength of my life. Mimi efchod. And David HaMelech continues, Im tachane olay machane lo yiru libi. Armies can come to attack me. I know. I'm not afraid. I trust in that Hashem is Oiri v'yishi. Hashem is Mo'os Chayai. He's my source of help. He's my source of salvation. He's my source of strength. And I trust in that and I have no fear. And David HaMelech is focused and he continues to focus. And he says, even beyond that, Achashoel Tibes Hashem, there I'm focused on Hashem's helping me in my physical existence. An army can come to attack me, and I turn to Hashem and I rely on Hashem. And he says, but I crave even more than that. Even though that brings me so close to Hashem, I crave the ultimate spiritual connection of Shivti Bebeis Hashem Kol Yemei Chayai. And the more that we can strengthen ourselves spiritually, the more that we can dedicate ourselves to the study of Torah, the more that we can experience the growth and the elevation in spirituality in our lives, then we have that amazing combination that brings us such closeness to Hashem and gives us the ability to withstand and sustain all challenges and difficulties. I would like to conclude with a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. We say, I believe, Perek Vov, Ani ledoidi, ledoidi li, horoya l'shushani. I am to my beloved to me, an expression of the duality of love, the mutual love that exists between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, Horeb Shoshanim, and Rashi explains the one who shepherds his flock with a mireh noyach v'toyv, a pleasant, a calm, a peaceful shepherding that Klal Yisrael has. And it seems from the Rashi's that this is referring to the kufa of Golus Bovel. Klal Yisrael was in exile in Bovel. Some coming back, some still left there. And it would seem to me that in the Golus, it's not exactly a shepherding of Noach Matoyev. Things weren't always so pleasant in Golus. It isn't exactly the best of situations. And yet, Horoya B'Shoshanim, that's what that kufa seems to be referred to as. And it could very well be that the pshat is when there's anila doidi v'doidi li, we have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I feel his love to me and I recognize the love that I have towards him and the depth of bonding that exists between us, then it's Reh B'Shoshanim. And even under the most dire, trying, and difficult circumstances, he's Reh B'Shoshanim. We see it as good. We see it as pleasant. We can take the challenges and the difficulties of life and transform them into situations of happiness and of fulfillment and of pleasantry and of goodness. That's the famous Maisa that I'm sure I've mentioned, the Hasidim say that they sent a delegation to Reb Zisha to ask him, what does it mean, Smechem B'Yisurim, to rejoice with suffering. And they came to this Reb Zisha. They saw him living in dire poverty. Their clothing tattered, looked very sickly. Greets them, and they say, oh, they sent us to you to ask, what does it mean, Smechem B'Yisurim? And he looks at them incredulously, and he says, I don't know why they sent you to me. I never suffered a day in my life. A person who has the Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li, a person who has that close relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, can eventually reach a level of Horeya B'Shoshanim, that even the challenges and the difficulties of life, he sees as calm and pleasant shepherding. He sees as opportunities for growth, opportunities for spiritual uplift, opportunities for deeper connection to Hashem, all based on the fact that he has this Ani L'Doidi V'Doidi Li. Shtaka B'Zoicha to strengthen that bitachon that we have, and to be Zoicha to deepen our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to be Zoicha to all of the brochas, the Hatzil Mimodos, Nafshom L'Chereseinu L'Rov, and to be able to be zeichet to all of the blessings in the time of Mishpat, in the Yom HaNaroim, and should be a special refuah shleima to all of the Chole Amcha Beis Yisroel, b'seifam Chana Brocha Bas Reizel Sora, which will be zeichet only to Psuras Tevis.